And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Blood Cops, UK Ratzilla. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blood Cops UK in a track called Ratzilla. Blood Cops, Tony. I'm just saying Blood Cops. Blood Cops UK are the Las Vegas punk band who don't play in America.
Okay.
They're that band. And as you can have just noticed, they're completely crazy. They've got a new album out called Hot Sushi, and it reflects the fact that they do gig in Japan. They might not gig in the States, but they do gig there. Their Facebook page is quite entertaining. What is it, Tony?
Facebook.com/BloodCocksUK.
Facebook.com/ Bloody Annie. BloodyAnnie. Bloody Annie. Now, I have just noticed something. Well, I've upset myself here, but I'm not going to talk about it until we introduce the next song.
Right.
But it does make it poorly be Internet 1, Tony Neil. We will be playing more from that album over the coming weeks. I am loving it, Tony.
Excellent.
This is a point in the show when I like to read out a joke or a poem from you. I have again not had one. If you do have a joke or a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and title it the email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke and Poetry Corner if it's a poem.
Excellent.
But now, I'm going to get on with why I'm wound up by myself.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, King Kurt's Ooh Walla Walla is the psychobilly Sgt. Pepper, Tony. We have spoken about it before. One of the greatest albums of the genre ever. Can't call it groundbreaking because psychobilly is a thing and it's what happens. But anyway, in among it, it's certainly the best produced album with some of the best songs on it by one of the best bands. And as far as I'm concerned, that'll do for me, Cocker. The only thing that lets me down about it, and it is a pathetic reason, but the first two tracks are Zulu Beat and then Destination Zulu Land, right? Mm-hmm. And it's always annoyed me that they put those two next to each other. I know why they did. They're great songs to start an album off. But the fact they had Zulu and then Zulu and then they weren't followed up by another Zulu on the album meant that for me, it would have been better to bookend it with Zulu Beat at the start and Destination Zulu Land at the end, or certainly have them starting each side or something. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah, right. They didn't do it.
Right.
And it's wound me up my whole life. So what have I done this week? First band, Blood Cops UK. Second band, Death Sex Bloodbath. I've only gone and got blood in the first two, haven't I?
Oh, dear.
It's a bloody nightmare. But anyway, Death Sex Bloodbath got in touch with us after they responded to a tweet or something, or someone put them in touch with us on Twitter, and I saw it, and I sent them a tweet back saying, look, with a name like Death Sex Bloodbath, you've got to get in touch with us. I haven't said this to a band since Necro-Sadistic Goat Torture got in touch with us. You might remember. I found them on MySpace and went, they were on a poster, weren't they? Do you remember?
Vaguely.
A metal band had been put in touch with us when we did the radio show through Century Media, I think. And when the stuff came through, there was a poster, and the poster had this band on it. I don't think they were headlining, but they were on at a festival somewhere. But a band right down at the bottom were called Necro-Sadistic Goat Torture. I went, I've got to get in touch. So I did on MySpace, and they ended up sending me a CD, and we played a track. Right.
Awesome.
Since then, I haven't gone down that road after what happened with Cannibal Cow, but that's another story that goes back over a decade. However, when I saw Death Sex Bloodbath, I thought, we've got to play it. We have to. So I tweeted them, and they got in touch saying, hey guys, brilliant that you got in touch. We'd love you to play some of our stuff. They sent us two tracks. We're playing one of them this week. We'll probably play the other one before long. I'm calling them Coventry Sexy Glam Rock Punk, Tony.
Nice.
What is Death Sex Bloodbath's Bandcamp page?
deathsexbloodbath.bandcamp.com.
I mean, I'd like to say it's as easy as that, but of course it is. deathsexbloodbath.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One. Stay tuned for a band I'm not sure how to pronounce. I don't know if it's Aspi or Astpai, but anyway, stay tuned for them. But first up, this is Death Sex Bloodbath, and let's rock.
Come over to my home, like all of the time.
Let's rock.
I'll film it on my phone.
Let's rock.
Until my parents get home.
Let's rock.
Come over to my home, like all of the time.
Let's rock.
I'll film it on my phone.
Let's rock.
Until my parents get home.
Let's rock.
And when we're done, we'll rock the hierarchy.
Let's rock.
The hegemony and the hierarchy.
Let's rock.
The gender roles that trap and divide us.
Let's rock.
The voices that marginalise us.
Let's rock.
Milky Pants.
My name rhymes with the mess I'm left to drown in. And every now and then you whisper down the well that I should have climbed right out of for so long now. I got stuck on repeat with no stories left to tell.
Let's rock. check, and that's the best you can do. Yeah, that's the best you can do. That's the best you can do. At all again without you. Yeah, that's the best you can do. That's the best you can do. Yeah, that's the best you can do. That's the best you can do.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm laughing already about what I'm about to say here. That was, I think, ASTPAI or ASTPAI or ASTPAI and a track called Best Years. Viennese melodic punk, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You'd expect a melody from Vienna. Mm. Off their fifth album, True Capacity, what is ASTPAI's or ASTPAI or ASTPAI's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ASTPAI.
Right, yes it is. Facebook.com/ASTPAI. You can find it from there. I've got a feeling it's one of these, isn't it? They're not a new band, but they've come to my attention now. It's one of these that I do think any younger listeners that just know them are hoping that people like myself will get the name wrong. I know I'm still annoyed by that little freak. I can't remember his name. It was a Radio 1 DJ, little fella, who insisted on calling Depeche Mode Depeche Mode. And he called them Depeche Mode the first time. And then you think, someone gone, actually, mate, it's Depeche Mode. But even by, I was watching Top of the Pops the other night, a rerun on whatever's on BBC Four. Mm. And there was a Depeche Mode song that's on their second album. And he was still calling them Depeche Mode. He must have just been on going, right, that's what I'm calling from now on, and that's it. My problem with ASTPAI, Tony, we will get to your Facebook comments in a minute, sorry. My problem with ASTPAI, ASTPAI, or ASTPAI is, if they're called ASTPAI, that's a long thing to consistently say.
Yes.
If they're called ASTPAI, it sounds like a teenage American insult, you ASTPAI.
Mm.
Right? But if it's ASTPAI, it sounds like, I'm going to make your ass pee. Like, I still don't know. So if you do know how to pronounce ASTPAI, ASTPAI or ASTPAI, email paulieb@punkyradio.com explaining it, please. Just put, I can explain ASTPAI.
There right. You go.
Shall we call them ASTPAI?
I'm thinking ASTPAI, yeah.
Oh, are you thinking ASTPAI?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is ASTPAI's Facebook page?
Do we not do it? It was facebook.com/ASTPAI, wasn't
it? We did, but I can't remember. I'm getting old.
Right.
I said this to someone this afternoon, and I said, you know what? I used to say, I can't remember, but I do drink a lot. But now that's taken as red. So no. I have to add on, I'm getting old. Yes, we have done it already. And so that makes it Tony 2, probably being Internet 1, doesn't it?
I believe it does.
It does, yeah. If I have to go through everything twice this week, I do apologise. I'm going to move on. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. You're confused that I had to do that twice, aren't you?
It does throw me, it's like, yeah. We've got a certain rhythm, haven't we?
life throws me, Tony.
Well, yes. So what have I got? I've got a Facebook comment. Thank you for your Facebook comments. If you do have Facebook and you do want to send us a comment, do let us know. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, search Punky Radio. Leave us a comment, do get in touch. Comments, yes. Messages, no, really. You can send us messages if you like. We may or may not respond. But comments, we do like to see, and we do read them all out. So please do so. We've only got one this
week.
I'll just
explain what happens. Mm. The people that normally send us messages are from other countries and send us messages written in foreign.
Mm.
And when they do, I send them a message back saying, I've got no idea what you just said.
Yeah.
And then we might get a message back from them saying, sorry about that. That was something we're sending out to absolutely everybody who didn't care. We now care.
Hmm.
And then we play them, or they don't respond and we don't bother.
Yeah.
Right. I'll shut up.
We didn't get a lot of comment. I mean, generally, email is the best thing to get in touch with us. But anyway, there you go. One comment this week, and it's one to last week's Punky Gig of the Week. It's from Porn Scars.
Oh, right.
Who did say cheers for giving us Pogotwa, which of course is Punky Gig of the Week.
Pogotwa.
Pogotwa.
Is that what it's known as now?
Yeah. To the cool kids, of course.
Is it like ass pie?
Yeah. which appreciate it. Also, the brutally awesome Mullet Monster Mafia are from Brazil, not Belgium.
Yes, they are absolutely right, of course, but I did respond to that.
Yeah, you say something, oh, it's begun with the B, doesn't it?
Start with B, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another band in our beds that are Belgian. But I'm just looking down it and they're not on this week. Oh, or are they? No, they're not.
Right.
I don't think. 50 Foot Combo, where are they from?
Don't know.
No, me neither. I'm thinking they might be Belgian now. If you know where 50 Foot Combo are from, make sure I'm wrong again next week.
Okay.
Cool. I think they might be Belgian. I get Tony, it's hard to keep up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's it there for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Yeah.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Here's something that I don't say regularly enough. Fat Boy, are you listening?
Wow.
Because it's time for Chronic Twilight, Tony. Chronic Twilight are a Tennessee dark wave band stroke artist that came to my attention but last week through Music Submit, which is a website that I don't check often enough, but we do tend to get metal, goth and electronic on it rather than punk.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff we get through via that site I do tend to ignore, but this I really liked, and I think Fat Boy will dislike it enough to prove it's a great song.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes, yeah? Getcha, yep.
Anyway, what I'd like to know is, what is Chronic Twilight's Bandcamp page?
ChronicTwilight.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 1. Oh, misfortune of me.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chronic Twilight Misfortune of Me, which is aptly titled for me, but hopefully fortunate for them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did you do anything last week?
I had a sneaky band practice on my own.
Did you?
I don't know if you can do band practice. But yeah, I've got...
Were you solo?
I was solo. Yeah, with the acoustic. I've not picked up guitar in a good probably six to eight months.
Wow.
But I've got an upcoming... I've got a wedding to do. I'm playing an acoustic set for Steve's wedding. Steve from Alcohol, our bass player, he's getting married in the summer, so he's asked me to do like a little acoustic set, so I thought I'd best do have one.
Is that an acoustic set with him?
Some on my own, some with him. I'm just off of Alcohol songs and bits and pieces, and yeah. So I saw a quarter of Uncle Wito, so I know, yeah.
That's
so there you go. But yeah, but that was it, I think. Oh, and I went to watch Avengers. Aha.
It sounds like you did quite a lot last week, Tony.
Yeah, I did.
So how was it?
It was good. It was actually, I really enjoyed it. Because I'm never so sure with the big smashy films. But it had a really good story to it, as well as lots of smashy.
Right.
But it was good. And if you followed the films, definitely it's a good film. I mean, I've read reviews. I generally trust Mark Kermode's. And he said... It's a good film, but only if you've been following the characters, because I think you've got to know where everyone is. But it's a cracking film.
And there's a lot of different people in it, aren't there?
Oh, there's a lot of different people in it, and lots of things going on, and lots of films referenced, and it's 10 years worth of story, but I really enjoy it. Worked for me.
How long is it?
2.5 hours.
Is Doctor Strange in it?
A lot, actually, yeah. He's one of the main dudes.
In that case, I'm watching it. I love Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he's got quite a big part in it.
He's my favourite.
He's good. But that was it. What did you go to?
Oh, I nearly got sacked, Tony.
What did you do? What happened?
Friday, I've got this. It's a glorified part-time job in the warehouse, and I decided to take it upon myself to climb up a stepladder that I wasn't signed off on towards the end of the day, because the blokes who were signed off on it had gone, and I needed to unblock a chute so some things would come down it. And someone grasped me up.
Oh God.
So they grasped me up to a manager who came over, and he left me standing like a naughty schoolboy. And then I had to go and have a word with the agency that I worked through for the thing, and they kept me behind after work so long they had to pay me for another 15 minutes. So I got an extra £2.50.
Excellent.
It's fantastic. And then the horror that was Eurovision, Tony.
Right.
Now I'm a fan of Eurovision, but obviously all the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Right. As most British people are, we watch it with our tongue firmly in our cheek. But I was disgusted that the British entry was treated the way she was and didn't do better and didn't get more response from me that the judges who voted on the day before, that Graham Norton assured us she'd done a wonderful performance, or the general public when they voted, because I did think, actually, for Eurovision, it was a really good song. And I wouldn't normally say that, but as a pop record, I do think it's rather good.
It was all right.
And I couldn't believe the chicken song that won it.
Oh, it's funny, though.
And it's like, it's like she announces at the end, thank you so much for voting for diversity. And everyone's going, yeah, this is great. This is for the larger lady, and this is for people left behind at school. And it's a Me Too number. And yeah, this is all the snowflake triggers and all that everybody absolutely loves and all that. And then someone said, oh, yeah, but she's from Israel. And, Christ. It was all, the whole thing was as bizarre as usual. And if you don't know what happened, there was a stage invasion during the UK entry when some bloke got on and jumped up and started mouthing off. And he took the microphone off her and said a bit, and then when she got the mic back, she carried on like nothing had happened. That is the best bit of stiff upper lip I've seen at Eurovision. It was terrific, and well done her. She's called Suli, and best of luck for the future.
Yeah, I think she did a good job.
Yeah, it isn't my sort of music, but of its genre. I thought it was great, and she deserves to do a lot better. I thought it was quite funny that Portugal were the host and came last. I think that's a bit rude.
Did they come last? I missed that. Oh, okay.
I think they came last, yeah.
I don't think it was.
So you watched it as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we should have a Eurovision party next year. Are you up for that?
Could do.
Yeah, because I like the idea. Steve, my mate in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Massive Eurovision fan. I'll never know why.
Is he?
Oh, huge. Yeah, huge. Huge. He always wants to do a Eurovision party in the pub, but no one else wants to listen to it. But we could pile down. That'd be great. Right, let's play one from the vault, shall we?
Okay.
This is a band that Eurovision would have loved all those years ago. Altered Images, Tony. They have got a re-release. Well, it's not really a box set of their albums that's come by Cherry Red. We always mention Cherry Red now. And we played Dead Pop Stars of it, which was their first single. We're now going to play a re-recorded version of a track that was on their first album. Okay. Glasgow New Wave Band, fronted by Claire Grogan, who is now doing their stuff. The band aren't together anymore, but she is on tour and doing like undercover festival and things, doing their songs. So what is their Altered Images Facebook page?
facebook.com/alteredimagesofficial.
facebook.com/ Claire Grogan's Altered Images. And Claire Grogan is ClareGrogans Altered Images. Paulie B and Inset 2, Tony 3. This is Insects. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Jeff Ugly Shoes as well.
Yeah, hi, Jeff.
I should just... There was one other thing I was going to mention. Right. So I think Altered Images, that is kind of... It's very poppy for this show, but do you see what I mean? That I think they would have lent themselves to Eurovision very well as being a like, alternative gate crashing of Eurovision and doing well. It's a personal thought.
I always think the more alternative, the better. I think generally that people tend to play it safe. I think if you get a good alternative song, you've got to be in the... You're either at the bottom or you're going to be in the top four.
Well, all the other countries have bands and artists that are already big in their country, don't they? And we always insist on new. Mm. And I think it would be much better if we had just bands that were already big bands going for it. I think it'd be great.
We do.
Sailor Ice, whatever. Oh, what do we know? Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. That's thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. And if you send me across your Facebook event link, you could well qualify for Punky's Gig of the Week. Or Pogotwa. So I've got two this week.
Or what?
Pogotwa.
Or Pogotwa. Well, we should have a word of the week this week, and I was going to go with ass pie, but you ass pie. But I'm happy to go with Pogotwa.
Yeah. Pogotwa.
Yeah.
So this week's Pogotwa is Silk.
You should start this feature by going Pogotwa, Pogotwa.
Thing is, I'll keep doing it, and in another 10 years' time, I'll forget why I'm doing it. And no one will remember.
But that'll be beautiful.
That is true. So this week at there's a venue in Chesterfield called Real Time Live.
Right.
And they've got a Celtic punk night on featuring Silk.
Do you mean a Celtic punk night, Tony?
Yeah, probably Celtic. Pogotwa. It's a...
the Rangers punk night. Is that across the road?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Is it a sectarian punk night?
I think so.
So they've got a Celtic punk night.
They've got a Celtic punk night. Silk Road and Star Bothers. And I think Star Bothers features our previous Chavs member, Dave Drury.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of his bands. So if you are around, do check it out. Real Time Live, that's how you're gone. It's £5 in advance or £6 on door. Do let us know. But if you aren't in Chesterfield, you are in Milton Keynes area. Well, if you're in Milton Keynes, this Saturday the 19th, Iron Mike's been in touch.
Has he? Hello, Iron Mike. We didn't hear from Copper Dave again, did we?
We didn't, did we? No. Oh. He says, hopefully you'll be happy now the weather's cooled down and Paul is no longer topless and earthy.
Oh, I'm still earthy.
He does listen. So the next free punk gig from Concrete Punks will be held Saturday night.
Is that Concrete Punks or Songcrete Punks then?
It's Concrete Punks.
Is it right? Marvellous man.
The Blacksmith's Arms, Milton Keynes, features Slacker, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Between the Lines and MKDK or McDuck.
McDuck.
McDuck. As indicated,
is that Milton Keynes Dead Kennedys?
Probably. McDuck is what that's what it says.
Oh, the Mucky Duck. Did you ever go down the Mucky Duck? Is that still open?
No,
in Mansfield?
I don't think I did. No.
The Black Swan, wasn't it? Black Swan, known locally as Mucky Duck.
Right, right.
Rough old boozer, that one, mate.
Oh, dear. They all are, aren't they?
I loved it.
Yeah. So it's free only. It's free entry. Doors 8, first band 8:30. It says support your local scene. Yes, if you are around the Milton Keynes area, I'm sure you know about it, but do check it out. Blacksmith's Arms. Yeah, do check
now,
it out.
Will there be information about that one on our Facebook page as well?
No.
Oh, well.
So there's only one gig can be Pogotwa. It's the rules of Pogotwa.
They are the rules of Pogotwa.
You've got to have rules and Pogotwa's got them.
So that's it, is it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide Pogotwa. Right, Bouquet of Dead Crows, Tony. We have played them before. Cambridge Alternative Rockers. I really like them. And they brought this standalone single out that's not going to be on their upcoming album, in keeping with the likes of The Specials and Duran Duran in the 1980s, who brought out singles that weren't on their albums. Those singles were?
Don't know.
Ghost Town and Is There Something I Should Know?
Oh.
Neither of which were on their albums. Is There Something I Should Know was obviously on the greatest hits, as was, and I think might have been added to an album afterwards, in the same way that Fool's Gold was added to a Stone Roses album. That was a song that came out. It's like, blimey, there's three of them in three great songs in the 1980s. Ghost Town, Is There Something I Should Know, my favourite Duran Duran song, and Fool's Gold. Wow. All independent. And this one is on its own as well, which can only mean it's brilliant. Of course it is.
Mm.
What is Bouquet of Dead Crows' Bandcamp page, Tony?
Bouquet of Dead Crows.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. Bouquet, Bouquet of Dead Crows.bandcamp.com. Tony 4, Paulie being set 2, and this is Bunched Up Bradley. You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound on the Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Bouquet of Dead Crows. And the track Bunched Up Bradley, the title of it bears no resemblance to anything that happens in the song and is apparently named after something one of the members of the band said while watching a snooker game or snooker match that someone else mistakenly heard. So he probably won't say that's Bunched Up Bradley, but it can't. Did you say Bunched Up Bradley? Which is rather reminiscent of You Want Fox, Tony.
Mm.
You Want Fox, named after a text when someone wanted to say, you want sex, and it came out, you want Fox?
I did not know that.
Want Fox. And we will be playing another You Want Fox track in a couple of weeks as well. Blimey, how do I keep up with all this with my booze-addled aging brain?
Don't know.
Tricky.
Hmm.
Tony?
Hmm.
Are you doing anything this week?
don't think anything is usual. Next week holiday, so the next 10 days or so we're going to be just getting ready for that. So most of it's actually booked, which is a bit of a bonus for us. But now just work and holiday prep. What are you up to?
Well, you know what I've got written down here?
Oh, yeah.
Work and prep.
There you go.
I've got a big 5 weeks coming up, starting next week, when we will be... Well, you'll finally be meeting, and I'll be meeting again, the one and only Preston Buttons, Tony.
Oh, yes.
All the way from Canada, Nardana.
Excellent.
Who is one half of the Air Out My Shorts podcast. It was a part of our gang when we started over a decade ago.
Are they still podcasting?
Oh, I don't know.
Right, okay.
I don't think so.
Right.
If they are, they haven't mentioned it in a while.
Okay.
But if you do... It's an interesting podcast from all those years ago. I'm sure it'll still exist on the net somewhere.
Should be,
I don't think they do anything now. Well, we can ask him next week, can't we?
We can, yeah.
So they will be my house guests for a couple of nights, and it coincides with our next recording of this. So we should get Buttons on the show. But it does mean I've got a lot to sort out this week, because I'm going to be taking a lot of time off over the next 5 weeks. So I've got my part-time work in the warehouse if I'm not sacked by the next shift. For doing something else daft. And also, I've got to tidy the house.
Oh dear.
Got to clean and tidy the house. I've got to weed my garden.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why particularly now?
Because when people come over and that, you want to show off, don't you? They can't walk into a scrap heap like it looks now.
Right.
My house, I'm going to swear, I haven't sworn, I'm going to swear, my house is a shit tip right now.
Okay, right.
It needs attention.
Fair enough.
What's happening after they've been, so anyway, the next recording we do will be post them being here. So we'll probably talk about what happened. But anyway, it means that I've got a lot to do, basically, over the next few days.
Okay.
A lot of boring, it's boring work stuff for me as well.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about it, I'm just going to crack on with the next two tracks. Should we do that?
Let's do that.
Alright, I'm going to say straight up front, stay tuned for Punker when something mental's going to happen that I haven't revealed to you.
Excellent.
Alright, after them. First up, a band we haven't played before, Copenhagen Skate Punk, Tony. Forever Unclean. This band came through this week as well. I like it. We keep getting the new stuff. Keep sending it. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. I'm loving it. Both the bands here are bands in this section are ones we haven't played before. They got in touch with Direct. Lovely job. What is Forever Unclean's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ForeverUnclean.
Facebook.com/ForeverUnclean band. Tony 4, Paulie Beans Net 3. This is Words.
We'll be right back.
Lyricist.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Punker. And a track called Angry All The Time, which I am. Punker are a Hastings three-piece punk band, Tony. Hastings famous, of course, for the Battle of Hastings, which was between mods and rockers sometime in the 1960s, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Jokes aside, Tony, I think the Battle of Hastings was actually in a place called Battle, wasn't it? The site of the battle became a town called Battle, which is just outside of Hastings. But now someone else is trying to claim the battle was actually down there, and Battle is saying, back off, and quite right too. Let Battle have it, or let Hastings have it. Don't have it somewhere else. If it was the mods and rockers, Tony, I'm pretty sure that the mods would have been the Normans.
Right.
All in the same kit, weren't they?
Okay.
All in the same sort of helmet, and like, us lot, we were a right raggle-taggle bunch, and we had to come down. Right, we had travelled for the bank holiday, as it goes. I don't know, what was the date of the Battle of Hastings? I wonder if it wasn't a bank holiday. I might check that up. I'm sad.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I reckon the Normans would have been the mods, and we'd have been the rockers.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Proof of that, of course, is that there is the Bayeux Tapestry after it. Now, there's no way rockers would have started sewing.
That is right.
Like the mods would have done. See, I'm working this out, aren't I? This is how my mind works. I'm thinking this through as I talk. What comes out of my mouth next might be the thing that nails it.
Okay.
Might not as well.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it won't. And thanks, Punker, for getting in touch, by the way. They got in touch with me direct. I do like that. It's nice. When you hear from the band themselves, it's brilliant. What's punk? This is the big hoo-ha.
Okay.
You probably haven't noticed, Tony, but all the way through the show, I've asked you a Facebook and then a Bandcamp and then a Facebook and then a Bandcamp and then a Facebook and then a Bandcamp and then a Facebook. But what's coming next?
Bandcamp?
Facebook. I don't think they've got a Bandcamp page. What is Punker's Facebook page? So this is a double Facebook. What's Punker's Facebook page, Danny?
It's a double Facebook. Facebook.com/ Punker Band.
Oh, Facebook.com/ Punker Hastings. What a fight back. Tony, four. Paulie being internet, four. This is like the matches over the weekend when Rangers drew 5-5 and then Spurs and Leicester was a 5-4 thriller.
Blimey.
I know. It's 4-4, Tony. Someone's going to win this 5-4.
Excellent.
Will you be Spurs or Leicester? Who do you think? Do you think you'll be Spurs or Leicester?
Leicester.
Spurs won 5-4.
Oh, definitely Leicester then.
All right then. Well, let's see. Tony, you got to try it.
No.
Knickers.
See? Totally Leicester. yeah, if you ever try to nominate, don't forget, do email me. It's been a few weeks, I think, since I've had one, so do get them through. It would be really nice if I can get two through this week. That would be super smashing and indeed marvellous.
That would be very good if we could get two this week, yes.
It would be lovely.
Because I'm getting closer to buying a one-way ticket to Fishtown about this.
Exactly. Yeah. So email me, Tony at
punkpie.
Apart from you forgot to her, get me your emails, Tony at
punkyradio.com.
Tell your email is a twat. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. Lots of shit's happening.
Oh, look, that's swearing, Tony.
Yeah, I know. Even at Eurovision, stuff's going down.
Well, there's a twat right there.
Yeah, so in lieu of twat, we could twat him, couldn't we?
Yeah, I know, I don't think we should do our own.
That is
I know
true.
We do occasionally, but I don't think we should.
Yeah, so you know, we'll do the hard work. You just have to email us. That's it. You do the easy bit. We've got to at them. That's the work. So yeah, email me. Thank you.
I'm going to do a joke. I should have done this at the start.
All right.
Absolutely brilliant joke. A stand-up comic called Olaf Falafel, who I know, who is Sweden's fifth funniest comedian or something. He's not, it's his character. He is actually half Swedish. But he did a brilliant tweet this week that loads and loads of people retweeted with good reason. Just a joke. I do like the fact that you can tweet more than 140 characters now. I should have done this at the start. This is Olaf Falafel's joke. It is not mine, and it's an absolutely brilliant joke, but he did it as a tweet, so I don't think he'll be doing it on stage. Anyway, he tweeted, and I pretty much quote, "I've just seen a lion and a witch trying to move a wardrobe into my neighbour's house." I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "None of your business." It's great, isn't it?
Nice.
Works on two levels. Yeah. If you have a twat, please do send it in. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Unless you want to do something else, you don't do?
No.
No, last track this week. Again, a band that got in touch with Direct. I'm so glad they did. This fits in so well with everything. Right. Band called the Hard Toms, Tony. They are a Toronto, where Preston Buttons is, I don't know where he's from there, but certainly resides there. We'll be here next week, so this fits in with next week's show. Tom Jones, punk rock tribute act.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant. Up there. Right, now we do occasionally play tracks by Franks and Deans, that are the Las Vegas band that do punk versions of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin songs, but now we've got a Toronto Tom Jones one, and they've sent us an EP. We're going to play one of his lesser known tracks off it, but we are going to play a classic in a couple of weeks as well. They're great. I love them. Love to see them live. Tony, what is the Hard Toms Facebook page? Will you be Leicester? Will you be Spurs? Here goes.
facebook.com/thehardtoms.
It is your Spurs.
Ooh.
facebook.com/thehardtoms. Tony 5, Paulie B Internet 4. That's the first time you've won in a few weeks, isn't it?
It's been a while.
Love Me Tonight.
Be kind, girl. 'cause I'm out of my mind over you. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me while the pain is stronger. I can't wait a moment longer. Love me tonight. Something is burning inside. This feeling just can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you tonight. Love you tonight.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the Hard Toms. Do you like a Hard Tom, Tony?
We all love the Hard Tom.
Everybody loves the Hard Toms now. Absolutely brilliant track. And we will be playing another one off the EP in a few weeks' time. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. There's a couple of internet stations that carry the show, I do believe.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A, and it's .se.
And we're also on the TuneIn app, aren't we? I don't really understand that, but it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, you just look for TuneIn, it's really popular. You can search for anything, any kind of digital stereo radio station, any podcasts, they kind of play them all. It's good.
Right. And you can get Alexa to play as if you have skill.
Yes.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog. Storms don't last forever. Pergotua, pergotua, you big ass pie. What's that all about, eh?